Okay, we're going to change things up a bit. We are completely shifting gears. We're going to talk about my favorite subject, to be truthful. That is the NBA. We're shining the spotlight on the Milwaukee Bucks. And when I start doing my research and my homework, all I can say is they have had massive changes within their roster. I mean, the Bucks obviously were very, very active throughout the summer. You got the trade of Brandon Jennings for Brandon Knight. They swapped Monte Ellis with OJ Mayo. And they also, they have a brand new coach in Larry Drew. It's his first season there. So many questions to be answered in terms of, you know, this revamped roster, this new coaching staff, and they've radically reconstructed, I would say, this franchise. So my point man for the Milwaukee Bucks, and also if we have time, we're going to delve into some Big Ten football. He is our favorite Wisconsinite. It's Tommy P from Fox 6 Television out of Milwaukee. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Big E. Good to be with you again and all your listeners.
Well, it's great to have you at Yahoo Sports Radio, and I just want you to give us a sense of what in the world is going on with your Bucks. I mean, the general manager, John Hammond, very, very active. I think he took a stick of dynamite and blew up the team. My goodness.
Big E, it's well described because, as you say, this is a completely different roster. I was going over these names here, and they have Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek, the 18-year-old, the Greek freak. I'm just going to say, Giannis scores! I'm not going to try the Antetokounmpo too many times. It'll come out all kind of different ways. Caron Butler, new. Delfino, new. He's an old new. He comes back. Henson was there last year. Ersan Ilyasova there last year. Knight is new. O.J. Mayo, Chris Middleton, Gary Neal. Zaza Pachulia, who played for the Bucks, is back. Miroslav Radulov, he was new. Luke Ridnour, new, although he played for the Bucks in the past. Sanders was there last year. Epe Udoh was there. And the rookie Nate Walters is new. So that gives you an idea. It is a complete makeover. The new head coach, Larry Drew, has a lot of pieces to assimilate in a relatively short time. And the charge from Senator Cole has always been, Big E, to make the playoffs. Now, again, that's the charge everyone has. But as you know, some franchises, we've talked about this before, I think, on your radio, some have to, you know, they'll take a step back to try to rebuild and maybe to do some stuff in the lottery, free agency. Not the Bucks. In this market, the charge is to try to make the play. So last year they make it in the eighth seed. They get the Miami Heat, and basically they get blown out in four games. They hardly won a quarter. And I think that's where they're headed this year at best. I mean, this group, to me, looked like a franchise that wasn't going anywhere in the preseason opener at Cleveland the other night. But again, it's going to take time. There is some individual talent. There are people who have a chance to grow, in particular this rookie Giannis, who scored 14 points. They also already have suffered injuries. Ilyasova badly sprained an ankle. They've got Epe Udoh on the sideline. Pachulia's on the sideline with injuries. So this is looking rather ominous, this challenge. And yet Larry Drew did a lot of that at Atlanta when he coached there, particularly last year after they got rid of Joe Johnson, and he made it work. They got to the postseason. So there is optimism, but there is real cause for concern as well.
Well, Tom, they have wallowed in just mediocrity over the past couple of years. Why did the front office feel that this was the season, this was the year, and that it was necessary to completely reconstruct the roster?
Well, they had so many free agents last year, Biggie, and that's the one thing. You've got a lot of good guys on this roster. I'm not saying that Brandon Jennings wasn't a good guy, Monte Ellis, who obviously going to death, one of my favorite people, but I think you had a lot of me first. You had a lot of people playing for contracts. There was bickering in the locker room, and it just didn't come together. Scott Skiles, they let him go. They brought in Jimmy Boylan, who now is an assistant at Cleveland, outstanding coach. Jimmy, of course, was the lead assistant for Skiles. Nothing worked. You could tell that by the time they got to Miami, a lot of people just jacking that ball up for themselves and very little team play. And that's why they're pretty much trying to change the entire culture while building around the young talent, such as Larry Sanders. They re-upped a nice contract for him, the shot blocker, and John Henson, among others.
Tom Pippins from Fox 6 out of Milwaukee is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We're hooping it up, talking some NBA about the Milwaukee Bucks. And, you know, when you look across the landscape of the NBA, I have to wonder, Tom, you've covered the NBA for many years. Why is there not more continuity within the rosters? You look at the Miami Heat, the Thunder, the Spurs. There's a value there in terms of they're keeping that roster intact.
Absolutely, and I think a lot of that has to do, and Biggie, you played. You know what winning means. I mean, today's day and age, you've got the free agency, the unbelievable salaries. They've skyrocketed even in the day since, say, the mid-'80s when I was doing Bucks basketball games on local television. I mean, it's an entirely different playing field. And these franchises that have good players, they want to come back. And, of course, they're well compensated. Otherwise, there are teams, you have the haves and the have-nots, I think. And especially in these smaller markets, I mean, there aren't as many people who want to be in Milwaukee. Caron Butler, the Racine Wisconsin native, wanted to come back, kind of coming full circle with his NBA career and his life. He's a wonderful young man. He went rags to riches. He had been jailed for many years. His story is compelling. He's become a team leader. He's become a community leader, the former Connecticut star. But there just aren't too many of those. So the Bucks really have to find pieces that will fit what they're trying to get accomplished as a team. I don't know if they can ever win an NBA championship. They just hope to be as competitive as they can be. It's been a number of years, in fact, since they've gotten beyond the first round. I think you have to go back to the early 2000s when Big Dog and Sam Cassell and, of course, Ray Allen led them to, well, maybe within a missed Big Dog baseline jumper of going to the NBA Finals. They lost to Philadelphia in 7 games.
Just a couple more minutes this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio with Tom Pippins from Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. We're talking about the continuity within rosters and, you know, the three teams I name off, the Heat, the Thunder, the Spurs. You look at the numbers. I mean, those are the top three teams that, you know, won the most games last season. So keeping a roster intact, obviously, there's a real value in that. And the familiarity factor. You're talking about me. Hey, I know what it takes to win, you know, being a former player and an athlete. But you want to keep that team. You want those same teammates.
Absolutely. And again, as you know so well, the longer you're together, the chemistry is there.
Absolutely.
I think it was interesting, Gary Neal, who was so disheartened, saying we got so close to that championship, we let it get away with Miami in Game 6 and then lost in 7 games. Not much was said there. There weren't rah-rah guys, he said, but everybody led by example, and that's what he hopes to bring, even at a relatively young age, to this team, among others, in Milwaukee. And you also, I think, you find the best players, in most cases, tend to be very solid citizens. I mean, they get it. They get it on the court. They get it off the court. And that's just, it's beautiful to see. And when you watch these teams you mentioned, Big E, play basketball, it's like watching a symphony. Everything is in sync, especially when they're going good.
Well, Tom, we're flat out of time. We're going to have to continue this conversation at a later date. Continued success with all that you're doing there at Fox 6 in Milwaukee. And I promise I'll call you again real soon, okay?
Can't wait, Big E. And so excited about your move to the Yahoo Sports. Woo. You look as great as you sound. It's all good. And God bless you to the listeners. Thanks for the privilege.
Oh, thank you. Blessings to you, Tommy. We'll talk to you real soon.
Bye-bye.
That was Tom Pippins from Fox 6 out of Milwaukee, getting you up to date on the Milwaukee Bucks. Much more straight ahead this weekend on the Big E Sports Show.